At first glance, it could be a small town anywhere in the Middle East. But what happened here in Balad, 80 kilometers north of Baghdad, is both horrible and typical. Typical of what has been kept secret in Iraq for over 20 years. The population of Balad is predominantly Shia. When Saddam invaded Iran in the early 1980s, he became concerned that the Shia population in this area would rise up against him. Now the people of this town want to tell the world what happened. Ahmed Abdul Amir is a doctor in Balad.
He thought that they are loyal to Iran. So he began to kill everyone, not only in this town. It spread all over the country, all over Iraq. Yasin Ahmed Abid.
The walls of this room in the local community center are lined with the pictures of what the townspeople call martyrs.
We call them martyrs because there is no real accusations.
On the 10th of July, 1982, Saddam's security services came into the town and rounded up 150 families, men, women, and children. The Rita family was one of them. Yasmin Rita told us that on that night, the family had gathered here at home with other relatives when Saddam's security services knocked on the door at 2 a.m. They asked them to come to the security headquarters for an investigation that would only last a few minutes. They were imprisoned for 4 years. The three families we interviewed in Balad told a similar story. All of them were tortured in various ways, including children. Teha Hamad was 11 years old when his family was arrested. He told us they would beat him severely and hung him upside down from a rotating fan. On one occasion, they pulled his toenails out. Even younger children were buried in the sand up to their chests, and their families were made to sit and watch. Saddam took other actions against the people of Balad.
This area had 65 houses before 1982. They were all of the houses were pulled down.
Saddam also ordered the security services to burn down the town's date palms and fruit orchards.
He destroyed everything. The animals, the plants, the lands, people.
In the town center on this wall hangs a banner with the names of the town's martyrs. There are many similar stories in towns all over Iraq. For the people of Balad, the lessons of the past are important, but even more important is embracing the future.
The first thing, we want freedom. We want freedom, and we want democracy.
In Balad, 80 kilometers north of Baghdad, Jeff Swicord, VOA TV.